Good morning, good morning, and welcome. You're dialed in to listen to the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to be here. Listen, I got apologies to give. We had to do a rebroadcast last week. Yours truly was just a little bit under the weather and couldn't bring the heat, couldn't bring the energy, couldn't bring the live and living color that is the show today. Now listen, I always try to do things on this show that are timely in nature. And today, and thinking about what's taking place, what's going on, I look at the world around me and I dial into the experiential database of my experiences and say, you know what? Guess what? Today we're going to talk about some academic survival tips. Why am I sharing this? Because I know I've got parents out there, whether it's a high school student, college student, the information, the tips that I'm going to share with you apply across the board. But the tips that I'm going to share are critical because there's a few things that I know about this game and I need to teach it and I need to preach it and I need to coach it. There's a little red whistle in the house already today and help you help your student, your son, your daughter, someone else who may be struggling, someone else who may need to be on that right path with their academics because it is all academic. Listen, love having you along, love following along. I really, really want you to be along with us on Facebook. Hop on out to Facebook, search Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, search Unleashed Radio Hour, like the page. I'm streaming live over on that page currently right now out on Facebook. You can follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. And more importantly, go to everything Unleashed Radio Hour at, imagine this, unleashedradiohour.com, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, unleashedradiohour.com. Go there. Find us on Facebook. We're going to run to a break. We'll come back. We're going to jump straight in. Too legit to quit today on academic survival tips for your day.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could send your child to a great preschool for half the regular tuition price? Anointed Steps Academy is Christian-owned and operated and is for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. Anointed Steps features an individualized curriculum. There's a low teacher-per-child ratio and nutritious meals and snacks are provided. Licensed by Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Regular tuition price is $42.90, but for a limited time, it's only $21.45. Call Susan at 713-260-6116 or go to business1110ktek.com.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-207-1265. 800-207-1265.
Yeah. This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed in here. You're rocking, we're rolling. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This show is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you can always learn more by going to motivationaltransitions.com. Again, motivationaltransitions.com. Now listen, we're going to jump in, and like I opened up in that brief opening segment today, what's really important for me, what's really important that we understand, that we comprehend, look, I try to do things with a timely fashion. And I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just going to be transparent. I don't always know how I'm going to roll on this show. And sometimes it takes me looking at what's going on in the news, what's happening around the world, what's impacting us that I feel that I can share, be a helpful resource to, add information, tools, and resources to your toolkit. Now, listen, today is going to be an academic conversation. But I'm going to be speaking, listen, newsflash. This is a message that I'm trying to get out to all y'all parents out there. Yeah, the working group. Those of you that have kids, whether they're in high school or college, you have your sons, your daughters, you want nothing but the best for them. Hallelujah, can I get an amen?
Amen.
May I have another?
Another.
And my point to that is this. Sometimes that doesn't take place the way that it should. Sometimes that's not a positive influence. So here's where I'm going to start. I'm going to literally start up in the air. I'm going to go about a 30,000 foot view first. And then I'm going to break it down to some very specific steps and tips about some things to think about right here, right now, about that academic journey that your son or your daughter is currently on. And it's going to be a heavy dose to the college view because that's where there's a real huge transition. However, don't kid yourself. Everything is going to apply that you can see at every level of those academics and that academic journey and that process. So let me jump in here with this first. And I'm... I'm going to channel my inner Zen to the best of my ability. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Whether you're listening to this live, don't be doing this if you're driving down the road. That's a bad idea. But if you're sitting at a computer, if you're listening to this streaming live at UnleashRadioHour.com, you're listening to this as a podcast because you've gone out, you found it on iTunes, you've gone out, you find it on UnleashRadioHour.com, you find it out on my podcast host, which is Podbean.com. However you're listening to the show, streaming live on Facebook. Oh, yeah, we're doing that there, too. Here's what I want for you to do. And I'm gonna walk along with you. I'm gonna turn this into a mini coaching session. You know, one of the things I try to always do is promote awareness. I believe it's key. Hey, the quote that drives that has been impactful in my life: I'm able to control only that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. Case in point, someone's got an issue, a challenge, or a concern. If it's never aired, it don't change. Here's my point to that journey of awareness. And parents, I'm talking to you out there. So here's what I want you to do. I'm trying to promote awareness around a term that educators, coaches, people that have been working with youth for years will maybe shriek or shrill at the sound of the words that I'm about to utter. I want you to go out to Google. Yes, go to Google. Google the term helicopter parent or helicopter parents. Do that. Now, I've already done that, and the purpose and the moral of the story is you will begin to see a lot of information. You will see ways of which of understanding, and some people are like, oh, yeah, I'm a helicopter parent. You bet. You just bet it. Zip, zip, zip with that Z-snap. Guess what? I'm going to tell you my formal education and background. Helicopter parents, it's not a positive descriptor to parenting behavior. Look, I'll just take it. If you go on, if you already went out to Google, it's a noun, plural noun, helicopter parents. This is how it is described or defined online. Now, I'm reading. This is an opinion. This is what's shared. Helicopter parent, a parent who takes an overprotective or excessive interest in the life of their children or child. I'll repeat that, and I butchered it a little bit. A parent who takes an overprotective or excessive interest in the life of their child or children. There's a quote. Some college officials see this as a behavior of an overindulged generation raised by helicopter parents and lacking in resilience. Resilience, that ability to bounce back, that ability to persist, which is something I'm going to get into today's show. So let's talk a little bit. Why did I bring this up? I believe it or not, I actually have a session that I've done more times than I can count about helicopter parents in the workplace. I'm not going there today. Maybe that'll be a part deux that I'll do that. I'll do that next week. All right. And build upon this bridge. Maybe that's just what I'll do. But listen, if you want to get involved in this conversation, I'd love to hear from you. You can call the studio. Yes, you can. Pick up the telephone. There's numbers. You actually dial them in, and those numbers that you dial in directly here, 713-785-1817, 713-785-1817. You can also text directly here in studio, 281-892-1972. That text line at Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972. I'll bring it up right here in studio. But let's go back to this. Why did I start the show about promoting awareness about helicopter parents? There was an article that was released on Monday that I read on CNN. CNN.com. Get your news. And I shared this out on my Facebook page because I wanted to come back to it. Little did I know that it was going to resonate with me after I had a chance to fully read it. Because, you know, you see things, you save it so you can go back to it. Well, I went back to it. And here's an interesting phenomenon that's taking place overseas in China. Yeah, and this is, the title of the article was like, that is kind of interesting. And the title of the article is why, quote, tents of love, unquote, are popping up in Chinese colleges. I'm like, hello? So I was intrigued by the title and I went and read more. It's not what you think. I'll read it to you again. Why tents of love are popping up in Chinese colleges. And then I began to read. I'm like, well, that's interesting. What's going on in China? Yo, what's going down over there? Here we go. You ready? And this is where the photo shows these little small one-person tents. You can go out to CNN, search for this. For the past 5 years, I believe it's pronounced Tianjin University in northern China, has provided free accommodation for parents in what it calls tents of love. For parents. Single occupancy. In their gymnasiums. You're like, what? I mean, I don't know about you, but like, what is this all about? These are called love tents, but they're not what you think, as the article goes on to say. Chinese colleges have come up with an unusual way to help freshmen settle in. They turned their gyms into campsites, listen to it, hear me out loud and clear, for moms and dads, some of whom have traveled thousands of miles across the country to say goodbye. I paused for a reason. I want that to resonate. Okay? I want that to resonate. Why did I start out with the helicopter parents? Because that's brought up in this article left and right. And one of the things in the philosophy that's here is going to college is a life moment, and my parents didn't want to miss that. My parents are eager to see what my life will be in the next 4 years. I'm still processing that. So here we are. We have an institution of higher education. This is in China. I cringe to the administration here in the United States that decides that this is a good idea. That's a personal choice. But my point is the very next subtitle, not just article, subtitle says coddled. And this is where the analogies now become, regardless of where you are geographically, culturally, the phenomenon of a helicopter parent is evident. And it goes in to do comparison and contrasts to this activity that's taking place in China and in universities in China. And it goes in, interestingly, like little emperors unable or unwilling to take care of themselves. So these tents of love are popping up at colleges and universities in China because their parents need to help them transition. You see, here in the United States, and I've got a master's degree in higher ed administration, in the term and loco parentis, in place of the parent, where, guess what? That is the role of the institution to facilitate that journey. But what befuddles my brain that it cannot process is, when do you cut the cord? When is enough enough? And when do we take our young people who are going out and preparing to enter into college and in 4 years, the real world, and yes, I did air quotes in here, I just did air quotes, the real world, how do we make that work if we never let them learn for themselves? How do we make, I get flabbergasted. Why? Because I've seen the impact of helicopter parenting before my own eyes. As a college administrator, as an instructor, as a teacher, as a coach. And the worst part about it is, 9 times out of 10, the parents are jumping in to save, hence the helicopter hovering above, swooping down below to save and rescue. And the worst part about it is that their son or their daughter, there's major life lessons that can be learned if facilitated effectively that are being removed. Now, parents out there, look, you may, I know helicopter parents that are loud and proud. You betcha I'm a helicopter parent. I'm going to do everything can that my baby can do to be successful. Well, good on you. So when they're 28, 29 years old and they boomerang right back and live in your house because you've chosen to be their best friend instead of their parent, now tell me how happy you are at that point. Oh, well, you're probably great because now it's just a perfect little world. It's me and my babies. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that is a problem in my humble opinion. We can debate that until the cows come home. We've got to stop putting our young people in bubble wrap and expecting them to be able to be resilient at the first light of challenge, struggle, or issues. Because what it then breeds is a dependency on mommy and daddy to solve all my problems. to jump in to save the day as my hero. Because, oh my gosh, mommies and daddies, and yeah, I'm sharing a lot of my opinion today, right? Have to be their sons and daughters' best friend. Well, I don't subscribe nor prescribe to that philosophy or to that formula. My first role is that of parent. And as a parent, sometimes I've got to tell you, no. Sometimes I've got to be able to help guide, inform, and direct and help you. And tell me, trust me when I tell you, it's not an easy thing to do in today's society. Not trying to make myself out to be all that and a bag of chips. Of course, a bag of chips sounds really good right about now. But what I am here to say is, what do you believe? How are you going to help the young people of this nation go and grow so that they are resilient beyond compare? That's the point of this moral of the story. We're going to talk about persistence and resiliency when we come back right after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't hear the music, it's Lil Eminem. One shot, one opportunity. We thank you for taking the time and the opportunity to listen here and dial in to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, please go out, visit unleashedradiohour.com, peruse to your heart's content, listen to the podcast, join up us, follow us along, streaming live on Facebook. I right now have Anthony and Eric out there, follow along, commenting, sharing. A little football got into that conversation as well about a big matchup this weekend, and I'm going to just throw out an OH! And I know my friends that are listening are responding in kind the way they should. All right, listen. Speaking of college, today's about academic survival tips. I started that first long segment of planting the seed, trying to promote awareness of and when it's defined, then you know it actually exists. When there's a definition for it, like, oh, there it is, there it is. Yep, that's what's happening. You know it actually takes place. And what I put on the table of promoting awareness, what I put out there to educate and to inform, is the term helicopter parent. I'm not a fan. Not a fan of anything that comes along with it. I have seen the impact on young people in college of parents who literally do everything for their son and daughter that their sons and daughters cannot do for themselves. I think that's a problem, personally, in that maturation, in that independence, in that development phase, in that journey to adulthood in the real world. I got to do air quotes. It makes a negative impact. Sorry, that's my belief, and I won't be moved from that. I'll take that one to the grave. So we can debate it. It's all good. I stand firm in my belief. But what I do believe in is we've got to find ways to teach and to support persistence and resilience in our young folks. I think it's critical. I think it's crucial. I think it absolutely matters more than anything else today. Because there are going to be challenges that we cannot anticipate. There are going to be issues in the world that we are going to have to step up and resolve for sake of peril. I ain't trying to paint gloom and doom. But let me give you just an example. I mentioned that I have done a lot of helicopter parents in the workplace. And to give you an example of what I call the lunacy of helicopter parents in the workplace, I have case studies and examples such as the following. There's a situation and circumstance where there are now parents, wait for it, joining their sons and daughters on job interviews. Did that resonate out there? Yes, I did say that. And if you talk to HR recruiters, you talk to people in the hiring world, they will tell, yep, it's happened before. And sometimes more rampant. Parents attending job interviews with their sons and daughters. Heaven forbid. I've even got scenarios and situations that I've heard directly from recruiters where, forget accompanying, attending in place of their son and daughter to sell them to you like a talent agent. Writing cover letters, writing resumes, building that network, using a good old boy way to get a job. Oh, or heaven forbid. I'm trying to call and understand why you disciplined my daughter or my son or why they didn't get a raise after 6 months. Yep, those stories are out there too. Now, if y'all think that's great, more power to you. Yo tengo un gran problema. I have a huge problem with that. Huge. Where does it start? Oh, you want to be blunt? I'll be blunt today. It starts, wait a minute. The first time parents put their kids in any activity. I don't care what it is. That's where it begins. Gotta protect my baby. I gotta hover over him. Gotta protect my baby. Woosa. Whatever stress management technique you need to apply, please do that at this time. But please keep your feet firmly planted on the ground, your tray tables up, and your seats in their full upright position. So why does all of this matter? Because one of the things I want to encourage you as a parent to think about, again, I'm not perfect. We all know that. Many people in my circle let me know that. I absolutely am not perfect. But there are some beliefs that I do hold very near and dear to the core and the fabric of who I am. And I do believe that as a parent, you need to not be the manager of day to day. You need to be the coach. You need to challenge. You need to support. And you need to encourage. Not manage it, meaning do it or get it done, but coach it. When we come back, we're going to talk about some tips about why all this matters right now. So that, hey, that academic journey and that life journey, just ain't living on a prayer.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're here. We got a little even flow running with a little Pearl Jam. Takes me back to my college days. Oh, yeah, I played the ever-living daylights out of the album 10 by Pearl Jam. Loved it. Hey, we're talking, why that whole college thing? Because guess what? Right now, right here. Listen, we, I said collectively, as in a society, and here in the United States, right now, academia and the academic journey is in the ballpark of the third to the fifth week, depending upon when the semester or academic year started for your son or your daughter. I brought up the point of helicopter parents because if you're not aware of the term, if you're not aware of the cultural phenomenon known as helicopter parenting, you need to educate yourself.
Because what I'm trying to do now is leave that behind me. Toot toot, the train all aboard has left the station. We're moving forward, and I'm talking about positive strategies, positive ways to engage, positive ways to coach, to help build resilience and persistence in our young people today. Because I believe that is necessary. Because we're going to continue to face challenges that we're going to have to overcome. We're going to continue to face things that need to be resolved. And if we don't have the tools in the toolkit, and if we don't have the collective resources to take on those challenges, I'm kind of scared at the outcome. Am I getting fired up today? You bet your bottom dollar. Because when I think about this, and I think about the over 10 years of experience in higher education that I've had, when I think about the experience of working with young people to help them persist in their lives, there are a few key things that are of critical mass that I don't think many people are focusing on or are paying attention. First and foremost, I want you to think about, I'm going to put it on a calendar time frame. Right now, we're in anywhere from that third to that fifth week. And I say that because there's just different academic calendars out there all over the place. That academic calendar, by the way, is the Bible when it comes to your son or your daughter's academic persistence. There are rules, there are deadlines, there are timelines. Oh, guess what? No one told me. So when I was not doing well in calculus and business calc my freshman year, and I'm going to tutoring, this instructor, I'm clueless. I actually doubled up and went to two calculus classes for 2 weeks. Why? Because I wanted to learn. Now, I don't do that to make myself to be, ooh, Ron, you owe that and that bag of chips. But I still want that bag of chips. It keeps popping up here. I must be hungry. My point to that is, how many young people will do what it takes to resolve the challenge or the problem before them? Or were they going to complain and pick up the phone and call mom and dad? See, I took the opportunity, just me personally, I don't know, because I was taught that, oh, wait a minute, through sports, through coaches, through other parents, through my own, that when there's a problem, you work on solutions, you find it, and you go after it. What was a problem that I had in college? Oh, and it's around this time of year, which is why I bring this up from my own experience. Business calculus. I got a D on the first test and a D on the second test, and I'm freaking out. Because where I went to school at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, that calculus class was a 5-hour credit course. 5-hour credit course. Oh, by the way, did I mention that I had some pass-fail grades because I was a student athlete, that I actually only had 11 hours of weighted towards my GPA, and that course was 5 of them. So I started to say, I've got a problem to solve. I don't have anyone to go to. I must solve this problem myself. I found another section to go sit in, to sit into another business calculus class. This time, instead of with a graduate teaching assistant, this was with a full tenured faculty member. And if you don't think there's a difference in the classroom, ladies and gentlemen, in that instructional level, you are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, out of the universe crazy. So I did that, and then I improved, and I kept putting in. So, mind you, I'm getting 10 hours of instruction in calculus because I wanted to stay academically eligible. What I learned, is that it was too late to change or move classes. Even though that other class fit into my schedule and I could go, I was not permitted to do so because of the academic calendar. So the big key, first tip number one, know the academic calendar. And why do I keep bringing up this third through the fifth week of the semester? Because right now is when most young people who are in college begin to question, do I belong here? The honeymoon's over with the roommate. The classes are starting to kick in, and that first wave of tests have already been delivered, and they're getting them back and saying, uh-oh, do I belong? Well, we're going to dance to a break. We're going to tell you what all this means, give you tips for the trade to be successful in college and beyond right after these messages.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about $1 a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now 800-641-4280, 800-641-4280, 800-641-4280. That's 800-641-4280.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back. We're back. And I'm trying to paint a photograph. That's not all, folks. I was trying to paint a photograph of the reality that takes place when young people go to college for the very first time. And what I'm trying to work on is there's a national statistic that I'm not okay with. And it's the first-year persistence rate of college students. Understand this. You can go out to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. You can find this. Go out. I'm trying to give you information to promote your awareness. Go out and Google first-year persistence rates. And this is a track stat. Numbers don't lie about how many students. Persistence are the students who start in the, say, for example, last year, the persistence rates for 2015 are reflective of the students that started in the fall of 2014 that are back in the fall of 2015. So they're still working. We're still too early in the census data at most colleges and universities for 2016 data to be reported on 2015. But the latest information that I can share with you, of all students who started college in the fall of 2014, of all students, 72.1% persisted at any university institution in the fall of 2015. 72.1%. So let's just easy break this down, easy peasy, into round numbers. Let's go at a mid-sized institution of even number, I'm going to play even numbers, 10,000 students. That maybe came in, well, that's probably a large institution in their freshman class, right? Freshman class. Started in the fall, 10,000 students, only 7,210 returned. All right, so what happened to the near close to, 2,800, 3,000 other students who didn't? And tell me that doesn't impact the progress that our country is going to take. That you, in the ballpark, you lose anywhere from 28 to 30% of an incoming class every year. Now, if that doesn't scare you, if that doesn't throw up alarms, you're like, oh, but Ron, they just don't know what they want to do. Oh, but Ron, they're young. They've got to figure that stuff out. Oh, but Ron, little Susie, it was just too difficult for her. Remember when I talked about persistence and resilience? And that's part of the piece here today. So when I start talking, and parents that are out there, I hope that you're listening. Again, I am not a parenting expert, but I do have the background in higher ed to speak it through the lens of a parent. You need to move from managing and doing everything day to day and move it to coach, encouragement, support. Well, how do you solve that problem? To begin to help your sons and your daughters to develop that independence that they can solve their own problems. That you don't come to the rescue at any point in time and every point in time of struggle. That you engage and empower them in solving what needs to be done. I bring up that third and that fourth and that fifth week of a semester or an academic term. Because right now, in my experience, and it is too legit to quit, is that this is that point in time where you as a parent need to put on your listening ears, and you do need to engage your son or daughter, especially if they're off to college for the very first semester, and say, just ask, hey, how are things going? How are your grades? How'd that first wave of tests go? See, that's coaching. That may be, oh, well, you're prying. You're trying to get into all my business. You're just trying to know everything that I'm doing. No. This is a significant investment in the journey of life. And if there are struggles and there are challenges, we need to highlight them. We need to have open dialogue. I can't tell you, if you're not familiar and you've got a son or a daughter first time out in college and you're not familiar with FERPA, F-E-R-P-A, FERPA, the Family Education Rights to Privacy Act, you need to educate yourself before you wreck yourself. Because how many times, I can't even begin to tell you, that I would have a parent call me, hey, can you tell me about Bobby's grades? Nope, can't do it. Excuse me? I pay the bills. That's great that you support your son or daughter financially in the pursuit of their academic degree. Way to go, parent. But there's a law that permits me, or excuse me, that does not permit me from giving you those grades. It's a fact. Go look it up. Started with the Buckley Amendment, moved in the Family Education Rights to Privacy Act, known as FERPA. So the thing that I always encourage parents to do is have open dialogue. Oh, by the way, not open access. Okay, I don't believe in that open access. Well, I'm paying the bill, so you give me your login and your password and your ID, and I'm going to go in and look at your grades on the online system. No, encourage dialogue. Talk about the challenges. How are you doing? What's going on? And here are some of those tips that you can have in your toolkit to be helpful when that conversation's taking place. Hey, have you found ready? Here's one of the things that just befuddles me. So tell me about your study habits. What are you doing? How are you studying for that class that you're struggling in? See, if you don't talk about the study habits, because, oh, by the way, newsflash, breaking news, your tips and your ways of studying in high school will not translate 100% to success in college. No, it's not going to work. Most students who are successful in high school, if they repeat just exactly what they did in high school, will not succeed in college. I always used to talk to new parents and to new students at new student conferences when I worked in that role. And I told them, and they looked at me like, oh, you're crazy, dude. Go roll one and smoke it again. Which never did anyway, because that stuff. Blah, 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 blah. All right, that's my best Tasmanian devil. My whole point with that is, what I would tell them is, in college, and I haven't been able one to tell me otherwise. In college, you will be assigned more pages per volume, the number of pages that you will have to read in college in your first semester, than you were assigned to read in your 4 years of high school. And guess who is responsible for doing that? Not mommy and daddy. You, the student. So parents, ask about their study habits. When are they studying, and have they found a time that they study best? Because, by the way, it's not just 7:30 to 2:30 or 3 or whatever it is locked in a very defined schedule. Schedules vary, right? How are you managing your time? Speaking of schedules vary, are you using your time wisely? What are the things that you're doing? Because the reality is full-time enrollment at a college or university is 12 hours. Go out, do the math. If you are only in 12 hours of classes, then guess what? Your son or daughter has, if you look at the total time available, and believe me you, 4 a.m. in the morning is time available. If you look at the total time available in the week, right? Total time available in the week, 268 hours, take away those 12. Oh, wait a minute. That leaves around 92% of the time is outside of the classroom. Therein lies that time predicates the success or the demise of any college student and their college experience. What are you doing in the time that you're not in class? Oh, by the way, and are you going to class? Are you taking good notes? Common sense stuff that unfortunately isn't so common. And oh, by the way, parents and everyone want to complain about the increase in inflation and tuition and fees, and I don't necessarily disagree. Our country has not placed a priority in education and not funded it accordingly. Put it on your backs. Take that to your senator or your state representative or your legislator. I'll stand behind that till the cows come home as well. But if you're making that investment, you need to coach it along so that your son or daughter embrace it. Can I tell you, honest to goodness fact, the students who are either A, paying for their school themselves or have some financial investment and skin in the game, or students who did the military route before and are coming back and know exactly what they're doing and why they're there, succeed far and above than the traditional student, in my humble opinion. And if we're talking about persistence rate, meaning I'm going to come back the fall of the next year, are you okay in accepting a 72.1% persistence rate? Now, that's increased since 2010 by 2.9%. So in essence, we lose anywhere from 2,800 to 3,000 students every out of every 10,000 students do not persist and come back the second year. Well, what are they doing then? Where are they going? How are they contributing to their life? So, are they studying? How are the first wave of tests going? Hey, have you built a relationship with your instructor or your teachers? Are you following up after that test that you bombed and trying to learn as to what is it that they want? Because the key, ladies and gentlemen, the key that they do not tell you. Oh, and I'm getting fired up right now. No one tells you. Oh, by the way, every instructor is different. Newsflash. Yeah, you think that's Captain Obvious, but it's not. And what your job, your role, the way that you got to figure this out in college is if you don't take ownership of figuring that out, if you don't drive the bus and how that's going to go, and you don't learn what each instructor is looking for in their tests, you will fail. because every semester is different. And that's one of those rules of the game that no one tells you. Hey, how do I figure this out as rapidly as I can? How do I master that art of studying? How do I find that place that I study best, when I study best, with whom I study best? What are those campus resources? Is there a math lab on campus? No, I didn't say meth lab. I said a math, M-A-T-H. Is there a math lab because I'm struggling in math? Is there a writing lab because I never learned how to write because I'm spending all my time on my thumbs texting everybody using whatever short abbreviations because I'm too lazy to actually type it. LOL. OMG. He did not just say that. All right, and I'm so out of that vernacular because I really don't give a toot. But here's my point. Coach it. Every college and every campus has resources to support their students, and they vary widely. They vary from tutoring and instruction one-on-one, right? They vary from supplemental instruction, as in, hey, we're going to go in some of these harder classes that we know students struggle. We're going to get a student supplemental instructor to go over and review what was covered in class and supplemental instruction, SI. Are there academic advisors that can help you? Does your faculty member have office hours where you are free to go visit with them to get support? Is there a graduate teaching assistant that has extra hours to enable and empower you to go and learn? You know, one of the things that breaks my heart is when you have a major research one institution, and see, businesses only thrive and succeed because of supply and demand, plain and simple. So when you're on a major research one institution and immediately within a radius of a college campus or university, there are additional paid for tutoring services, yo tengo un gran problema. I have a huge problem with that. Now, I'm great and glad that there are people out there creating a business model that's going to help students be successful, but what in tarnation are you paying tuition and fees for, and student use fees, and lab fees, and this fee, and that fee, if they've got to go to a third-party vendor to do what's not being done or taught well enough in class? Yep, I said it. And it happens on all major Research One institutions out there. Teaching needs to be the center, but no, Research One institutions is research. And I think it's great because, by golly, some of the things that we've been able to do as a society would not have happened as a result of not doing that research. But good googly goo, what are we doing to teach our students? Study habits, time management. Are they taking good notes? Oh, by the way, you spend a gaggle of dollars in that textbook, mark it up so that you can use it as a tool. But first, you got to open it and read it. Right? I mean, there's ways to coach through this process. But time and time again, let me tell you what happens. I'll paint the picture, and I do this all the time, and then we're going to go to a break. Here's what happens. And I've talked to a number of parents. I've gone out, talked to Aggie Moms Clubs. I've talked to parent groups. And I give this example, and this is exactly the path of failure or frustration. In high school, young people can go through a 6 or a 9 week grading period, do nothing at the beginning of that grading period, start to figure out the middle of that grading period. So let's use a 6 week. First 2 weeks, do nothing. Second 2 weeks, I better start opening the book. Last 2 weeks, it's zero to nothing. All balls to the wall. I'm going to do everything I can. Stay up all night. Beg for extra credit. Pull out the grades. Boom. Everybody's happy. And then the cycle repeats itself the next grading period. Newsflash, that will not work on a semester term. Too much time, too much information, and no way to recover. Because guess what? You keep doing that, you're on a highway to the danger zone.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-422-3838 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-422-3838. That's 800-422-3838. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Business 1110.
We turning it down here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I thank you for this journey. I thank you for all of you that are following along out on Facebook, streaming live. Oh, streaming live? Yeah, we're streaming live out at Facebook. Just go search Unleashed Radio Hour, like the page, and boop, there we are. Hello, I'm waving to you. How are you? Hey, look, you want to get in this conversation? You want to send a text? Hey, the Motivational Transitions text line is open. 281-892-1972. That text line again is 281-892-1972. Standard text message rates may apply. Ha! I didn't butcher it. I didn't butcher it, Andy. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
I love how we do that in here today. We preaching, we teaching. Oh, and we're doing a little coaching while we trying. So listen, I've given some tips. I've talked about parents, don't be a helicopter parent, be a coach. Don't manage everything. Help your sons and daughters grow. Help them realize there are certain lessons in life that they've got to have instead of saving them from that. Real quick, fast forward story, helicopter parent story, true story. Several years ago, there was a young lad and his buddy decided to take Grandma and Grandpa's new brand new Cadillac CTS out for a spin. Planted it in a fence. True story. Police officers, because I know those that reported on the scene, went to said parent, hey, we need you to come down here and pick up your son. He was in a car accident. Dad says, hey, I'm a little busy. I'm at work right now. And they're like, that's fine. We'll just take him and put him in jail. You can put him at, we'll put him in the pen until you get to him. Oh, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Now, my point being is, my kid does that, you're going to suffer the consequences for that decision. I'm not going to sit here. You was an idiot. You wanted to be stupid. You get to get the consequence. And so far too often, parents, and again, holy smoke sausage. I don't even want to announce the guy's name. I don't even want to say it because then that gives him anything. But the situation with the Stanford swimmer that did what he did, that was ludicrous and is already out of prison. Are you kidding me? Now, you want to get me fired up? Do things like that that are absolutely crazy. Oh, but he's a good kid and he's a good swimmer. And he shouldn't have to pay for 20 seconds or 20 minutes or whatever it was of a bad decision. Bologna sandwiches. Where's the accountability measures? We got to stop coddling. We got to stop holding individuals accountable. We have to start holding them accountable instead of letting them go. It just baffles my mind. But it happens all the time. Happens with student athletes. Just ask certain institutions who decide they want to try to cover up things. Doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. And it starts with decisions that you make as a parent. Starts with those accountability measures. Be the coach. Help them be successful. Help teach lessons that will transform their lives to be resilient, to be persistent. Go out and look at it. That's what we're talking about. That's why we're here. That's why I'm trying to give this message. Because, hey, that translates to the workplace. We're going to run to a break. Be right back.
Spokesperson is not a client.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, Consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Texas attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in Sugarland and League City. Joseph Cordell, principal partner.
This is Business 1110.
We back. Sweet home. Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, we're back here. I'm excited always to be back in studio. Hey, listen, you know, I get a little emblazoned, a little passionate about things that I care about. I think it's important that we as a society continue to become aware of things that can impede, impact our success, the success of future generations, what we can do and how we can do it. And I think the critical mass that is present, his parents just need to make some good heartfelt decisions. How do you want to ensure that your son or your daughter succeed in moving forward? And what can you do to ensure that you're not hovering, coming in at every single moment of challenge or struggle and solving the problems for your son and your daughter? That breeds a dependency that does not allow them to move to become independent, to take care, think critically, solve problems for themselves. And that's where I keep going in this. If you've got a son or daughter, high school or college age, be the coach. Don't be the manager. And there's a very distinct difference. Manager barks orders, do this, do this. Oh, you don't know how to do it? Oh, I'll just do it for you. And that's a whole other management philosophy. I don't believe in either. But my whole point to the matter is this. Time flies. And what needs to occur is I go back to value-based decisions. Parents, I go back to what is... Is your son and daughter on a path or trajectory because that's the trajectory that you want them to be on? Or is that something that it flows and they're passionate about and their gifts and their talents and their strengths can come into play? And I come back to the number that is nationally tracked on persistence. I have a personal, professional issue and a problem that every year you lose in higher education. You lose anywhere on a 10,000, just using rough numbers, but you lose anywhere from 28 to 30% of your new first-year enrolled class every year. And I know college and universities struggle with this. They put in tools and resources. Hey, if you need to understand where they are, good googly goo. Go to their website, student resources, find them, whether it's the counseling center. I never thought I would have to use a counseling center as an administrator until I had a student admit to me that if he had the rights and the means, he would have committed suicide that day. You want to talk about real and getting real real quick? Yeah, that's the things that sometimes students struggle with. And I will never, ever, ever forget that experience that I had, a life of a young man in my hands that I tried to help course correct in a positive direction. And I didn't care about beliefs of parents or anything else. This young man needed help. It was getting them. Parents, you need to know your sons and daughters. You need to open up dialogue. You need to communicate. You don't need to just pay the bill. You need to be the coach. You need to support that progression. You need to empower them to solve their own problems, to help them go and persist and go on forward. And I think that's a big reason. Hey, your journey, it's not about you when they get to college. And I always used to tell parents, you drop them off. Parents, it's an emotional moment. I get it. I understand. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've observed it. Cut the cord. Cut the cord. Don't stop loving. Don't stop coaching. Cut the cord. Go to coach. Stop managing. Understand that if your son or daughter has gone off to college, you've done everything you can to pour into them for the 17 or 18 years of their lives. That guess what? You've done your job. Now it's time for them to grow. You got to fertilize. You got to feed. You got to seed. You got to help them overcome the challenges versus solving them for them. And yes, I get passionate about this because I've seen and I've had too many students frustrated, challenged, crying, cannot comprehend, cannot understand why they were successful in high school and it doesn't translate to college because the tools don't translate 100%, which means I've got to grow. I've got to do something. I've got to be willing to do something that I've not done before to produce a result that I have never achieved. Yes, I had to preach and teach today. I love y'all. I appreciate you listening in. I thank you for your support. Share this message far and wide. And until next week,
see ya!